From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. Researchers at the University of Florida's Citrus Research and Education Center say they're on the cusp of developing a cure for the most serious threat facing the citrus industry worldwide, citrus greening. WGCU's John Davis reports.
Since citrus greening was first discovered in Florida in 2005, its devastating impact on the industry continues to intensify. This month's Florida citrus forecast from the U.S. Department of Agriculture reports a 16% drop in orange crop yield from last year and a 72% drop from the record high orange harvest in the 1997-98 growing season. Research efforts so far have largely focused on combating the invasive insect that spreads the disease and identifying plant varieties with a greater tolerance to greening. Now, University of Florida researcher and microbiology professor Dr. Neon Wong is using a revolutionary gene editing technique called CRISPR that Citrus Research and Education Center director Dr. Mike Rogers says could provide a cure.
If we identify the genes that are responsible for citrus greening disease, we can go in and selectively remove those, and then we have a plant that is now resistant to disease. And we feel that, it won't be too much longer before that we actually have success in that endeavor for citrus greening.
Dr. Wong has already had success using CRISPR to develop grapefruit varieties that are resistant to citrus canker. Dr. Rogers says Dr. Wong has already identified a number of potential gene targets that make citrus susceptible to greening, and now researchers are trying to prove they're the ones responsible. Rogers says once the work is complete, it could still be several years before those plants are distributed to nurseries, make their way into commercial groves, and begin to bear fruit. He says the current greening research will be highlighted at the Citrus Research and Education Center's centennial celebration at its Lake Alfred headquarters, November 29th. John Davis, WGCU News.